Here we go, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Rio Ferdinand has criticised Manchester United's lack of transfer activity so far this window, insisting Chelsea's huge outlay shows there is no excuse for failing to bring in quality players. United have so far only signed Donny van de Beek from Ajax. They've been left frustrated in their attempts to sign Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund. Rivals Chelsea have spent more than £200 million on the likes of Timo Werner, Kai Havertz as well as Hakim Ziyech, and they're looking to push on and enter the title race. The window shuts on October the 5th, and Ferdinand insists that Chelsea have done exactly what was needed, and it's been a very frustrating window for him and the rest of the Manchester United fan base. According to reports, though, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been in touch with Sancho to tell him that a deal is close. It's no secret that Sancho has been the Red Devils' main target this window. But despite there only being a few weeks left of the transfer window, the deal is not yet done. Sancho's form has been remarkable in the last few years. He's been prolific, and reports claim Dortmund want £120 million for his services. If Solskjaer's rumours are correct, he'll be on his way to Old Trafford soon. Inter Milan are willing to offer Ivan Perisic to Manchester United in a bid to try and get a swap deal for Chris Smalling. Perisic enjoyed a great campaign with Bayern Munich, helping them win the Champions League while on loan. The finalist of the 2018 World Cup, though, is not in the plans of Inter boss Antonio Conte. He wants him to make way in a deal for Smalling, and he's hoping to wrap it up in the next couple of weeks. And finally, former legendary goalkeeper at United, Edwin van der Sar has given his thoughts on Manchester United's current situation and insists the high quality in the ranks will only help maintain standards this season. Between David De Gea, Sergio Romero and Dean Henderson and Lee Granson, he believes they'll all push each other for the coming months. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.